This call is being recorded.
Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who's on the call?
Good morning. This is Elfie.
Did you say Elsie?
Yes, Elsie.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Elsie.
Elsie. Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Is this your first time calling in?
No.
Okay, I think it's my first time hearing your sound. So, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's see what's happening this morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who's on the line? Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who's on the call?
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Pam. How you doing? Happy
doing
Wednesday.
Well, yeah, I know you used to hear me. Happy Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, duh.
I just have a request. I would like for my family to keep the Thorne family, Johnny Marie's family, in prayer today because they're going to lay her to rest today. And
okay,
you continue. Her name is Johnny Marie Thorne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Thorne family.
And the Thorne family and my auntie mm-hmm. Ernestine Howard. Keep her lifted up in prayer if you can.
Okay. Got it.
Thank
Will
you
do.
So much. Have a blessed
You're
one.
You're welcome. You too, baby.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call?
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Susie.
Hey, good morning, Susie Q.
Good morning. Hi. I'm hanging in here. How about you?
Yeah, me and you both. Long as we still hanging.
That's right.
We still here.
I wish you lived closer.
I wish you lived closer too. You know what? I'm missing you on the Bible study. So
I'm gonna start getting back on there very, very soon.
Okay, I hear you. You know, Pastor Lavelle be bringing the word, girl.
Okay, he's the best pastor I ever had. Boy, I loved his church when it was here in Stockton. I wish it still was. I can't find one that even comes close to his preaching, and that's my problem.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Yeah. I'm still trying to keep up, staying in my word with my PFBC family in Richmond.
Yeah,
they live stream, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm still getting fed, but you know, I haven't found anything out here yet that even remotely gets close. But anyway.
Yeah.
God will get us to where he wants us to be.
That's exactly right, and that's what I keep telling myself. God knows what he wants from us, you know, and he'll guide us, so.
Amen.
So I get a lot of preaching on the TV, Dr. Stanley and Joel Osteen, and I get a lot of them.
Good word.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, ladies. It's Sister Veronica. It's Wednesday.
Good morning.
Hey, Sister Barb.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Renee. Good morning,
ladies. Oh, good morning, Renee. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly Happy Wednesday. So I heard Renee, Barbara, and who else? Veronica. Yeah. Anybody else?
And you forgot about Pam and Susie.
Oh, no. I had y'all already. I had you guys. Well, yeah, Pam and Susie.
Okay.
I won't forget nobody, but they just joined.
Okay.
Oh, but so, yeah, I can't forget. I'm trying not to forget nobody. And it's Pam. You said the Thorne family. And who else was your auntie?
My auntie Ernestine Howard.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
God bless you all.
God
bless you too, sweetie. And who were they laying the rest today? I'm sorry. I should be writing this up down.
Johnny Marie Thorne.
So what is the relation? So I can just see what that is.
It's my god sister's mother-in-law.
Okay,
but it's the family that I wanted to lift up in prayer because they laying her to rest today.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Thank you so much. You're
welcome, sweetie. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Eva.
Good morning,
Sister Eva. God's choice blessings over your life today, darling.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning and welcome to the Claire Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who else doing the call? I don't know why I thought I heard D1. I must be hearing things. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, family.
This is Pam. Good morning, Sister Pam. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Sister Bubbly. This is Mona. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Sister Mona. I'm still yet here. Hallelujah.
Yes. Good morning, Bubbly. This is Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Oh, I heard that sound. Good morning, Deborah Evans from
good
Temecula.
From Las Vegas. Happy Wednesday to you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Going on mute.
Good morning, Sister Tracy.
Hey, Sister Tracy. There go my D1. I thought I heard you earlier. Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Hello. Happy Wednesday. Good morning, and welcome to the Clear Victory.
Can I give you a support real quick?
Who was that?
Sister Tracy.
Okay, sure.
I just wanted to let everyone know that I got my test results back from being, you know, hospitalized in January. I was quiet, and I got my results yesterday, and everything is back to normal. So I just want to give God all the honor, glory, and praise.
Hallelujah.
And thank you all for praying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For me.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
God be
glory
the glory.
God.
God.
Lord.
God be the glory.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you,
hallelujah. Jesus. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's something to be shouting about, praising him about, giving him all the thanks. All the glory belongs to him anyway. That's a good report, girl. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Just reminding me and myself that God is still faithful. He's still a healer. And everything is in his hands and it's on his time. So, hey, amen. I'm excited for you, sis. So, with that, good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning? Ooh, that was loud.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
You can't recognize my voice.
Mm-mm. Who is this?
It's Moni.
Sound like Moni.
Yeah, it is. Look,
morning,
my voice
everyone.
Be changing. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
All right. It is 6:05, family, so I am going to get started in the hosting portion of the call. But before we move forward, we ask you to mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello and good morning. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. We hope that you continue to join us daily in May as the theme is Fear Not. You do not want to miss the teachings, lessons, and messages that the declarers are preparing as they hear from the Lord for his people on this topic. We have two announcements today. Today is the day that Declare Victory fast for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you would like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. when we will call back into this same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Next, if you have been blessed by the call and would like to sow into it, please visit www.declarevictory.org or www.paypalme.com/declarevictory. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in him. There weren't any prayer requests on the app. There was a spoken prayer from Pam of the Thorne family is laying her God sister's God, I think it's, she said her God sister or God sister's mother. I'm sorry, to rest today. So she's asking that you please keep that family in prayer. Also asking for her aunt, and she just told me, and that's why I need to write these things down. But anyway, her auntie, she's asking for us to lift her up in prayer as well. Please forgive me for not remembering each name, but I remember next week to get a pen and paper and write it down. Amen. The order of the call this morning, the declaration will be by Lavina Edwards. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Bernice. I will repeat the order. The declaration will be by Lavina Edwards. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Bernice. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I will repeat that. We're asking you, please, ma'am, please, sir, put your phones on mute until instructed to come off. I now pass the call to the declarer for today's Sister Lavina. You guys have a blessed and awesome day, and I love you guys as I pass the call.
Good morning. Good morning. I pray you all can hear me clearly.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Good, good. It is a great day in the neighborhood. It's a great day to be above ground zero. I'm excited and nervous at the same time. So I'm asking everyone to send up some timber. Amen. And we're going to get right into fear not. And God gives me things different. So I'm just going to drop some nuggets and keep it moving. First of all, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before your people to release a word that would maybe be life-changing, Lord God, that would sustain us, that will hold us throughout the day and maybe throughout months and weeks to come. We thank you and we give you all glory and all honor. I thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that you will call all things back to our remembrance. So, Lord God, I yield to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. As I begin to look at this, fear not. Psalms 23, which was one of my favorites, I have a whole bunch, came to my mind. And the fourth verse, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And so when the Lord gives me things, I tend to see things backwards. And so in the word fear, I saw it backwards. And so I don't know if any of you all know, but it's a Arabic and Muslim name of a boy, and it's called Ra'af. You can see it, Riff, Raf, but it's pronounced Raf. And so what it means, which I thought was so cool, because this is how our God is, it means kindness and compassion. And so in that is no fear. And then, you know, I will fear no evil. And then evil, wrote backwards, means it spells live. And so I just thought that was so awesome. That fear would spell ra'af, and then evil would spell live. And so we know that it is in God that we live and move and have our being. And so in that, fear don't have no room there. And so I'm just going to read a little excerpt from the song that says, "Fear, you don't own me." Is anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? Had as much as you can take? I'm so done over of being afraid. I've gone through the motions. I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking, you've heard this before. I know you don't say it, so I'm just going to say it. Yeah, fear, you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story, and I ain't got time for you telling me what I am not. Like you know me? Well, guess what? I know who I am. I know I'm strong. I know I am free. Got my own identity. So fear, you will never be welcome here. So take a minute and let that settle in. Fear, you don't own me. So when God created me, like I said, I have a tendency of looking at things backwards, and I've already given that nugget out about Roth and spelled backwards, you know, and I thought that is just so cool. So in that, I began to look up some scriptures on kindness and compassion, because in those, there's no room for fear. So Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dear, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, and humility, gentleness, and patience. And then live, which comes from evil spelled the opposite way. We must learn to live on the inside out. What do I mean by that? It is that we, it is how we see how our daddy created us in the beginning. And because he's in us, we'll begin to see what he sees and we'll begin to say what he tells us to say. And so it's living from the inside out because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. So I say fear and learning, you know, with kindness and I can't read my writing this morning. That's the funny part. Amen. Let me get over here to the Bible. Lord Jesus, I really need you to be my eyes. Oh, okay. I know what else I had wrote down. And that, you know, when we learn that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and even that, you spell it backwards, you know, I think it was words. Yeah, words. And so if you write words down, you'll end up with a different word also that is spelled, which means sword of the Spirit of God. Daddy God, help your child this morning. Okay, so Isaiah 60, turn your Bibles to Isaiah 60 and 1. And in going through and learning about fear, how fear will have us all just push back and shrink back from things. And I'm reminded, and I love Isaiah 60 and 1, where it says, "To arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee." The glory is within you, and that's why Jesus came, so that his glory can shine through us. Light is for life, and it has no fear. Light is for prosperity, and there's no fear there. Light instructs us, there's no fear there. The light of heaven, moon, the sun, and the stars are to shine within us and through us. If we're the vessels that are moving in this earth realm in this time and were created as celestial beings, being who God called us to be, we will let the light shine. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us love, power, and a sound mind. And so letting the light shine, there's no room for fear. And when we let our light shine, we will prosper in the ways and in the things that God has called us into. The light of the world, you know, our light will instruct us, it will lead, and it will guide us. Rise means to come out of, to appear with no fear, to shoot forth. The rise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Thee is you, us, we, yours, and fear not. Isaiah 40 and 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am the God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you. I will be with you, and I will be your right hand of your righteousness." Psalms 56 and 4, "In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do to me." Yesterday, as I was writing, I had an appointment in Fresno, And I was riding on the highway, and the Lord had gave me a word earlier that morning, and it was travel. And so I began to pray that out with some intercessors. And as I was traveling on 99 yesterday, going southbound, I look up, and a gold truck is coming over on me. And I had nowhere to go because the wall barrier was there. So, yes, she ended up hitting me. And I look at it, and I thank God. Fear was not able to, it happened so quick, and fear was not able even to intervene. And so the little elderly lady, we both pulled over, and she jumped out and, are you okay? So I just sat there, I called 911, you know, that's what we learned to do. And so in the midst of that, I just saw God in the midst of how the angels literally just stepped in and just did a diversion where it could have been way far, far worse. Both of us was able to walk away. Both of us was able to get back in our vehicles and drive away. And so in that, I just look at how God literally orchestrated the day, you know, my morning. And when we get up early enough and remove the spirit of fear that sometimes wants to capitalize us and begin to command our day and our morning, which is what I've been doing for a while here lately. And so I'm just sharing a little testimony that I could not even be on this call this morning, but God, he intervened and he intercepted. And I'm so grateful. And that's why I will praise God. And I put my trust in him. No matter what my situation looks like, no matter what I go through in life, yes, fear has sometimes gripped me where I was immobilized, where I couldn't move for a long time. Fear had me. And, you know, to see fear grip someone like that, I'm on this line to say that fear don't own you. You know, it when we really take authority and walk in the position and place on who we are, knowing what God has said in his word, we don't have time for fear. And so we have to rise up above. I remember going through a period in my life where, like I said, fear had gripped me. And I thank God for a minister friend of mine. She literally called me every day, walked me through life for, I'm going to say, a couple months. So I know about fear gripping you. And so when we really learn to relinquish and step into the position that God has called us into, fear don't have no place. It has no authority in our life. God has given us the authority. God said that we're seated in heavenly places in him. And when we're seated in him, he is wrapped up, tangled up in us, and we shouldn't even see ourselves at all. And so in that, fear has no room. It has no place. So I give God all the glory and honor. You know, I have a bunch of scriptures here. And so I don't really want to go into all of them, but we need to learn to praise our way through things and worship him. And the more that we worship him, and the more that that fear will disappear. The more that we stay in our word and eat it daily, that fear will move out of the way. When we take authority and rise up and take and say, fear, you don't own me. You have no grip over me. When we learn to put God's word on it, 110, and believe and not waver and not doubt and not be double-minded, fear has no room. It has no place for us. God said that over in Psalms 91, that he gave his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. And I'm going to turn over to that. Psalms 91, that is one of my favorite ones. I remember reading that as a little girl and just, you know, giving God, an elderly lady had taught me to read that and to leave my Bible open to that. You know, they must have saw something that I didn't see, you know, in my life and just going through what I've been through and then how the witches and the warlocks are still coming. You know, but in that, I have no fear. In that, I know I win. In that, I know that I'm dwelling in a secret place in God. God will take you and he will literally hide you in plain sight. And I think that is just so awesome. So when we learn to dwell in a secret place in him and to remain stable, fixed under his shadow, fear has no room there. And when we learn to put his word on it and know that when he said over in Psalms, I would say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him will I lean on and I will rely on and I will confidently trust in him. Has there been times in my life where I wanted to throw in the towel and say, yeah, I don't trust none of this no more? Yes. But when I look back, just a quick moment, a quick glance, God has never failed me. Have I failed myself yet? We get in his way. And so in that, you know, he said that he will deliver us from the snare of the enemy and from the deadly pestilence. He will deliver us. He will cover us with under his wings. We shall trust him and we will find refuge in him. God is faithful. And he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. God is so faithful. So in all of that, fear has no place. It has no place. When we really tap in and knowing who we are in God, you know, God blows me away. I literally stand in awe of him at times, and I'll be like, wow, you are just amazing. You know, where I think it was a commercial where the wind was blowing so hard where somebody's wig was blown back. You know, that's how he blows me away. It's like he blows my wig back sometimes, and I don't wear a wig. But, you know, so a little sidebar, I'm comical. God said that he would give the angels a special charge over us to accompany us, to go before us. And so just, you know, just out of obedience on yesterday with that one word, when he dropped in my spirit, traveled, and I prayed it through and covered and released the host of angels to just to travel up and down the highways and byways and to protect the people. Because people's minds is somewhere totally different today. But fear. We cannot live in fear. What we are about to embark upon, what this world is coming into, we really got to dive in and know who we are and stand on what God's word says. We have to stand. We have to put on the whole armor of God. I was reminded not too long ago, an 85-year-old called me out the blue and said, I was told to call you and tell you to put on your whole armor. And this was right after I had literally got majorly attacked and where the enemy just tried to literally kill me. And I was like, wow, okay. But that put a check in my spirit. It reminded me that I hadn't been putting on my armor daily. And so in that, I put on my armor every day now. I got my alarm set. That's how serious it was to me. I got my alarm set that says put on your whole armor. And so in that, we have to know that God will lead and guide us. When we really relinquish everything to him, we won't live in fear. I literally live day to day because of what his word says. And he just amazes me on how he will step in, how he will gird us up when we call upon him. He said in his word that he will answer us. He said that I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you. And with long life, will he show us his salvation? I you know, we have to stand up in this hour. We are living in our last prophetic hour. And so I'm saying fear will try to grip you. But if you got God's word in you and you have a team of people that he has sent to help usher and to help push you into places and, you know, to set in dialogue with, I think that's amazing. And so I praise God for all you that are on this line. Some of you I might know, some of you I might not know. But I thank God for you right now, because if not, you know, I stay by myself. And so in that, I'm a loner sometimes, but I love people. But then there's times where I don't want to be bothered with people. And it's just the way I'm designed. It has nothing to do with nobody but myself. And so in that, all I got to say is, don't live in fear. Don't live in fear. Don't let fear grip you. When you know that it's not of God, learn to train your mind to not to entertain the thoughts of the enemy. Give yourself a 3-second rule. I used to say 6 seconds, but give yourself a 3-second rule, and sometimes not even that long. Soon as you know that it's not of God, dismiss it. Put a song on your tongue. Put a scripture on your tongue. Dismiss it. Don't entertain it. Because he's coming in a way that he's never come before. The word says we have not been this way before. And so things are coming that we have not even seen. The word says, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. So we have to be really alert in this season. We have to have our antennas fine-tuned from heaven to earth. And if we really, really living like we should be, we will be living in a heavenly realm. And somebody said, you can't do that. Yes, you can. That's how he designed it. And so all I got to say is really to arise, to shine, and know that the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Rise, come out of, do what God has told you to do with no fear. Be in that bow and be ready for the Lord to shoot you forth and to do the things that he's called you to do in this season. And to fear not and know that he is with you. And he promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's his promise. And so when we can learn to pull on God's promises and know that his word is true. His word is true. And we have to really know that his word is true and it will do what it says. So fear not and be the prophet of your own destiny. Fear not, be the prophet of your own destiny. So in that, what are you speaking over yourself? What are you believing for yourself? You know, when you go back to Genesis, in the beginning, God said, he spoke it into. And so that same thing, is that same word is still moving. We are his light. We are his voice in this hour. So what are we speaking? Whether it be good, whether it be evil, you will see it come to pass. All I'm going to say is be your own prophetic voice and be the best at it. Don't let nobody speak nothing evil or ill over you. Dismiss it immediately. That's not who I am. That's not who God designed me to be. His word says, put the word on it in this season. And so Jeremiah 29:11 comes to my mind right now. I know the plans, the thoughts that I have for you, plans to do you good, to mean you no harm, to do you no evil, to prosper you in all your ways. God knows the good plans for us. He has good things for us. You know, a lot of us have been taught so wrong. The church, and I know somebody might not want to hear this, but the church has messed so many of us up because they put their own ideology on what God's word says. So I say again, fear not. Get in his word. Learn his word, line upon line, word upon word, precept upon, and go in and dissect it. Find out what some of those words really mean. Don't live in fear. Fear don't own you. It has no place in my life, and it shouldn't have no place in God's people's life. because he did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us love, power, and a sound mind. So as the psalmist says, fear you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. I ain't got time for you telling me what I am not. Like you know me well, guess what? I know who I am. I'm strong. I am free. I got my own identity. So fear, you will never be welcome here. Is there anybody out there just like me? Is there anybody needing fear to leave? If you don't know what to say, sing along with me. Sing fear, you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not. Like you know me. Well, guess what? I know who I am. I'm strong. I'm brave. I'm free. I got my own identity. So say goodbye to fear. Say goodbye to fear. And welcome the Holy Spirit in all the way. And not just a toe of them. I'm done. I pass the call. God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, once again, we come to establish our legal right. We come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose we are and who we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow on things in heaven and things on earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As we enter into your gates, we thank you for every gift that you have given to us, the gift of life, presenting us with another opportunity to love and to serve you here on earth. For our good health, our bodies being the temple in which the Holy Spirit dwells. Thank you for our family and our friends and those who dwell in their households, who you watch over and protect for us because you know we love them. We thank you for leading us, your people who are bold and not afraid nor ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and your precious Son who intercedes on our behalf. We declare victory. Fear not is what we are called to be. We are not afraid. We are not. Your word says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. We thank you, O Father God, for we have nothing to fear. Why? Because of you. You have given us, you protect us in Psalms 91. You cover us with your wings, O God. We thank you and we declare victory. We declare victory for our cities, our state, our government, and this nation. Let love be genuine. Father, thank you that your word has taught us to rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer. We are thankful to you, O Father, your people. We need you, O Father God, and we thank you. We know that with your leading that we have nothing to fear. Guide all of those in authority in their decision and actions that they may fulfill your purpose and give honor and glory to you, O God. Expose the darkness and deceit in our cities and states and government. Create in those your leaders, in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in them. We call upon you who is worthy to be praised. You are for all of us, those who are requesting prayer, O Father. We thank you for the victory, O Father God, in our health and in our jobs. Those promotions that you have given to us, O Father God, those prognoses and diagnoses that have been given, Father, we thank you, O Father God, that it has been proven incorrect. We thank you, O Father God, that we're moving and we're growing in you in the name of Jesus. We call upon you who is worthy to be praised. Father, we declare victory for the church and for our pastors. We ask, O Father God, that you teach us the moral values needed. We ask, O Father God, that you take us to a new place, O Father God, which is actually the old place, bringing back the ways that matter when we taught, when we're taught moral values, when we did not allow the world to take place in our church. Help us to clearly see and give precise revelation. Father of glory, give your pastors a spirit of wisdom and revelation knowledge, having the eyes of their hearts enlightened that they may know without doubt at the hope of their calling that they are, that and what are the riches
Father of glory, give to your pastors a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, having the eyes of their hearts enlightened that they may know what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of your power. Help them to know more about Christ, oh Father. Help them to see you, oh Father, as you are, and your Son, oh Father, and the Holy Spirit, and the power that is available to them and their destiny. Help us to know the same things, oh Father God, that we might be helpers to them, oh Father, and that we may be able to lead as they teach us properly, rightly dividing the word of truth. Father, I ask of you today that your pastors are Christ-centered. I ask of you today that the people and the leaders in the church are Christ-centered and that Christ is the center of all of our lives and that they know the full extent, that we know the full extent of Christ's love for them. For this cause, I go down on my knees before the Father, whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that in the wealth of his glory, he would make our pastors, our leaders, laity, strong with power through the Spirit of God, our Father, in your heart, so that you, Christ, may have his place in our pastor's heart through faith. That you would have a place in the leader's heart, that you would have the place in those who are laity, O Father, those who work are servants, O Father God. I thank you, O God, that we are all being rooted and based in love. We thank you, O Father God, that we have strength to see with all the saints and how wide and long and how deep and high, O Father, and that we have knowledge, the knowledge of the love of Christ, and which is outside all knowledge, so that through the hearing from the lips of those who are called may be made complete as God himself is complete. Father, I just thank you that you are the Lord, you are God, and there is no other. No one is holy like you. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like you, our God. Lord, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You rule and you reign forever. And as we take our phones off mute, Father, I just thank you, oh Father God.
Hallelujah.
All the feel, Father.
Thank you,
thank you, Father God, because of the love.
Oh God, we bless you right now.
We thank you, oh God, because you have given us your Son, Jesus Christ, who dwells among us, oh Father God.
Oh God, we
this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it, and we are glad in it, oh God.
We thank you, Father God,
for all that you are doing, oh Father, and what your plans are for us, oh Father God.
We shall rejoice and be glad,
oh God. Oh
my God, thank you for being a great healer. Thank you for being a great teacher.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. No fear to overcome us, Lord God. We will not falter. We will not fail. We will not stumble, Lord God. Fear you have not given us the power of fear, Lord God. You've given us a sound mind and love, Lord God. We bless your name, God. All you are and who you are, God. We bless your name, God, for what you done and what you continue to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, the roof over our heads, our cars to drive, clothes to put on, food to eat, Lord God, jobs to fill the pay, Lord God. And anything, Lord God, that is not happening yet, we know that you are aware and we know that you will take care. So we bless your name, God, hallelujah, this morning, Lord God. Glory, 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 glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for all you've done. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your protection, Lord God. Thank you, God, for being our refuge, Lord God. Thank you for holding us safe in your arms, Lord Jesus. We just reach out our stretch out our arms to you, God, and we call you King, Lord God. We call you Savior, Lord Jesus. We call you Mighty, Lord God. We call you Solomon, Lord God. We call you Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. Jehovah Shalom, God. Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. El Dia, Lord God. You are everything that we need, Lord God. So fear will have no place in our lives this day, Lord. At this time, Lord God, we claim that fear will be removed from our places, Lord God. From our hearts, from our minds, Lord God. We rebuke Satan in every circumstance, Lord God. We step on him, Lord God. He has no control in our lives, God. We take dominion over this place, Lord God. Every place we tread, Lord God, go before us, Lord God. Give us an authority and a leading spirit, Lord God. To be able to identify any evil ones, Lord God. And help us to trample them, Lord God. The word says, you give us the power to trample serpents, Lord God. So we claim your word, God. We claim it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we call it out, Lord God. We call you Holy Spirit to go before us, be in us, rest upon us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in his precious name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. It is you, oh, Father God, who has given us the dreams, oh, God, and we just thank you. We fear not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we shall be made heirs according to the hope of his eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things we will affirm constantly to you, O Father, that we who believe in you, God, are careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto all of us who serve you in the name of Jesus. I pass the call.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that we will not fear in this season. So the floor is open. Does anybody have any questions or any comments? And I apologize, first of all, for stumbling through the first portion, but I literally could not see, read my own writing, and don't know where my glasses are, so I apologize. Thank you, Jesus, that I don't fear. Good morning.
Hi, it's Nakisha. I was just going to say that you let yourself decrease and let God increase when you couldn't read your writing, and so you had to really depend on God to get you through that portion of it. So you and I like the way your mind works when you were saying that you see things backwards and stuff like that, because that means you're using a different part of your brain. And you see things outside of the box. So be encouraged. And it was very helpful your testimony about when you got into the accident and you just, because when you said you had nowhere to go, I was like, uh-oh, wait a minute. Because I was standing up. I was like, okay, do I need to sit down? okay. But praise God that you both of you were able to walk away and drive away. And I just thank God for you on today. And just be encouraged. And I love you to life.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Amen. And just a little recap, and I thank Sister Moni for keeping me up on things. We're talking about fear and fear no evil. That's how the Lord gave it to me, that fear will grip us sometimes. It will, man. Fear will really just jack you up. That's the only way I can really put it. It will have you in a place that only God and his angels and people that he has sent, you know, I call it a special task force. He sent a special task force, you know, sometime to ungrip his people. Because I believe the Lord, he's all-seeing and all-knowing. And he knew that I was going to be in that place at that time. I'll never forget me being transported and sent, because I'm a sent one. He sent me to Madeira. And I'll never forget the second week I think I was in my house. I heard him so clear when he said, go get your Bible and read Joshua, and I get them mixed up. It's either the 8th chapter or the 1st chapter where he says, haven't I commanded you to be of good courage? And matter of fact, I'm going to turn to it. How about that? That way I won't stumble over it. But he talks about being, being of good courage. And I believe that the Holy Spirit knew, there we go, thank you, Lord, that he knew that I was going to be in that place, in that space, in that time. And so my mom, I'm just going to share a little bit, be transparent. My mom had just died the same time I was packing and moving. And we disconnecting her from machines and you know, doing all that, making funeral arrangements. Lo and behold, I still move. Somebody says, you still going to go? Yes, God, because God said. And so in that, you know, you're moving and you're not knowing what's going to take place in your life. What you knew, you had to leave behind you and move forward. And so I'm in a new area, in a new place, don't know nobody. Buried my mom within 3 days of moving there, signing the papers to close the house, the whole nine yards. And God came to me right after her service, about a week later, and said that my servant Moses is dead. So now arise, take his place and go over the Jordan, you and the people, and go into the land which I'm giving you, the Israelites. Every place with your soul of your feet tread upon, that I have given you, as I promised Moses. And so God was telling me then, don't worry about, you take the territory pretty much. And then further down in that passage, this is the key right here. He says, have not I commanded you to be strong, to be vigorous, to be very courageous, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And then he goes down further again, and he said it again to him. Haven't I commanded you? So to me, when God says something twice in a passage or three times, guess what? He really, really, really is trying to get your attention. So in that, God has reminded me about this passage not too long ago. Don't be afraid. I've commanded you to be strong, to be very strong, and to be very courageous. So in other words, take what I've given you.
I got you. He said, I'll be with you wherever you go. And so when we can really grasp that, we'll know that he promised. It's a promise that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and that he'll be with us wherever we go. He promised that. And so we can really just grab that, you know, because man will tell you something and within the next 2 seconds will change their mind. But God doesn't. God does not change his mind. He will do what he said he would do. And so that right there is a good nugget to hold on to. He said, I'll be with you wherever you go, wherever your feet tread upon. I'm with you. And reasoning why? Because he dwells within us. So that's a good recap right there. Don't live in fear. Fear will grip you.
Come on.
Okay.
I felt that in my spirit. God bless.
Praise
you.
God. Yes. Any questions, you guys? Talk to me this morning. Glory to God.
Good morning, Sister Mama.
Good morning, Sugar. How you doing?
I'm good. All I'm going to say is tag team.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say. Tag team.
Yeah, it is time for us to do that. We're finna go into new territory. Hallelujah. We ain't been this way before. Glory to God.
Oh, praise his name. Praise his name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Dee Dee, still sounding like a man, but God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you for your...
You don't sound like a man, Dee Dee.
I usually sound high soprano, but you know, you know, the devil trying to mess with my throat, but he's
I'll
a liar.
I'll make a phone call, girl, and somebody be like, hi, sir. I'm like, no, I'm a man.
Right, sir, can I help you this morning? But I thank God for just declare victory and how this fear not, because again, a lot of us, I'm saying me, but I'm saying us as believers still have allowed fear to be a stronghold.
Yes.
And it's something that we can read the word, we can talk, we can pray, we can, you know, do declarations.
Yes.
On it. But when we really understand that God really didn't give us fear, that it is a battle,
right.
It's a spiritual battle, and we have to call it as what it is and know that fear is not of the Lord. So that stuff,
yes,
that we allow, those darts that the enemy fires at us, because he does, if we just remember that God is sovereign and who God is, and that use the word, like you said, activate the word and know,
yes,
that there's areas in our lives, even me now, there's areas that I had allowed fear to grip me. And so I remember one of our amazing pastors, Pastor Ollie Dixon, she's out in Kentucky now, but she talked about strongholds and how sometimes we're holding on so strong to that thing, whatever it is. A lot of it is fear, and it's learned. And so Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered,
yes,
me from all my fears. So that stuff that the enemy will use, because you talked about
yes,
God's angels, but we also have to remember that the enemy has agents, and he's organized.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to know that. And when we know that and we know how to fight the good fight of faith, because that's the fight that I'm stay fighting, and I'm not fearful of his attacks like I used to be, because now I really do understand how to apply that word and beat that,
yeah,
head with the word of God and not let fear paralyze me. So I thank you, sister, for your sound,
yes,
this morning.
Thank,
it was refreshing.
You
and for you opening up your mouth. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you too, Dee Dee. That scripture I did have wrote down, like I said, and God will put me in a place where it's like, Lavina, look, you can write all day, but when you lean all the way back, lean on me and open wide your mouth, he promised that he'll fill it. So I thank you for that scripture, because I did have that one wrote down. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Anybody? Okay. Last call. Amen.
Good morning,
sister. This is Bubbly. I just wanted to say, first of all, welcome to the call, because this is my first time hearing you. So I just want to say, continue to let God use you, because he used you mightily. If nobody didn't pick up the fear knot, and I never heard that word before, backwards before, so I'm like, I'm learning some more stuff, which is always my ultimate goal every single day. And I don't know who that was that said tag team, but hey, go for it. And you'd be glad.
Amen. That was Sister Sonia.
Okay, amen. To God be all glory. Be blessed,
yes.
My sister. Looking forward to hearing from you again.
Praise God. Yeah, the
and
enemy
did.
Tried to shut my mouth.
Yeah, and you did. Fear not.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And yes again, because I almost said no. But God said no, open wide your mouth. I praise God. And
good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Juliet. I enjoyed your message this morning. I love that song. I don't know who wrote the song, but the song is beautiful.
Yes.
I was just thinking about, you know, I just wanted to, you know, thank God for using you to remind us of how much power we have with the Word of God, and how, you know, it's one thing to have the Word of God, but it's another thing to use the Word of God. And that was a reminder for me this morning to use the Word of God. You can have Word, have a lot of Word in you, but if we don't use it, it's not effective, right?
That's
so
right.
That right there was something that, you know, the way that you were, you know, the way God was using you to give us these scriptures, and there's so many scriptures in the Word that deal with fear. And
yeah.
It was just a reminder that although I know a lot of those scriptures, how much do I, and I was just thinking of this question that's running to my mind, how much do I actually believe, or, you know, and it's because if I believe them, then I would use them more when I'm up against situations that provoke a spirit of fear. And another thing that was a reminder for me was when you're talking about, you know, we have angels. It's like there's angels watching over me. And it's true, you know, but sometimes you get so caught up, you think it's just you sometimes going through stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it was just a good reminder that, yes, you know, with God, we have to remember that we're, you know, like I said, the battle's not ours, it's the Lord's. And we're always in the majority. You know, it's like it's two against one. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
So I just, you know, just, it was a beautiful message. I just wanted to let you know that it really touched me.
Praise God. To God be the glory. You know, we should be to the point. I just see things in the, you know, in the spirit realm, and a lot of times I laugh. I'll be like, God, that is so hilarious. But we should be to the point where, okay, because we're coming into a time, and we're coming into a time where the Bibles are pretty much gonna be maybe taken out of our home. I don't know if we'll live to see it, if some of us will live to see it, but we will embark upon that. And we should have enough word in us that when we walk, you know, as when we walk, the word is oozing out, you know, as, and I know this might sound gross, but as sores and boils are on people's bodies as they begin to ooze, we should have enough word in us that it just oozes out, that people will see us as the Word, because we are the Word. I don't want to get into that. That's a whole nother subject. So I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay in my lane. Don't fear not.
I also appreciate you just what you just said. You know, being in the spirit of preparation. You know, because there will be a time, you know, it happened before, you know, history repeats itself. So it will happen again. And you said we definitely need to be, part of being preparation is having the word, being filled with the word, to the point where if they take it away, we have so much in us that we can. It's like what Job said, I esteem your word more than my necessary food, that will be, you know, nourished through the famine, right? So,
We are the living epistles and, you know, the lively songs, and we should be able to change agents. Like I said, if we and I'm talking to myself too, if we ever really tap in and quit tapping out and not be in fear, because that's really the whole, as I think Dee Dee said, it's a stronghold. But fear is not of God. We will, you know, it would just really just blow your mind. Yeah.
I heard you say that. I heard you say, blow your wig back. Can I get that? Blow your wig back, your lashes off, all of it, because I know exactly.
Okay.
I had to go, ooh, ooh. Yeah. And okay. If you have a lace front, make sure that thing got some good adhesive, because it's flying off.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
And carry the scare glue for your lashes, too.
Right, or them things gonna be gone on down the street like some tumbleweed.
Okay.
Let me say this about fear. Fear will have you so, like, it's like lockjaw. Like when a pit bull locks its jaws, it will have you like that. It will have you so, like, in a catatonic state to where you don't know what you think you're doing is right is not right. And have you going down the wrong road? Well, have you going left instead of going right?
Yeah.
Been there, I think, 3 times. It'll have you going in cycles.
Yeah.
But when that cycle is broken, keep going forward.
That's it.
That's all it is. That's when your hearing, your sight, your everything comes back. And boy, when I tell you.
Thank you, Jesus.
When they talk about running in your feet and clapping in your hands, everything comes back.
Glory to God.
Alignment comes back in. You know how when your car starts pulling to the right or to the left? This is when your car stays in its lane.
Yep.
Start walking the way that you should. Run back on mute.
Hi, Lavina.
Hey, girl. Hi.
Good morning. It's Moni.
Hi, Moni. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good. Thank you for this message today. You know, really, our tools for defeating our daily attacks from the enemy and the fear that he throws at us, because if he can get each and every one of us with a little portion of fear, then he did his job for the day, you know. But our tools for defeating him are in the Word of God. They are in there. Our weapons are in there. And we need them. Even if we just take one verse and try to memorize it all week, stand on it, bring it to life in our circumstances, hey, at the minimum, you're winning. You're winning.
Yes.
And it's not that hard to hold on to one verse that'll help you defeat fear. It's not that hard. Yes. Take one, meditate on it all week, apply it, give it away, and you defeated that you moved one step forward in this fight that we fight every day. I just wanted to add that. I love you. Thank you so much. Glad to have you back.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Thanks for having me. As soon as you said our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Ah, glory to God, but they're mighty to the pulling down of the stronghold. Glory. Okay, anybody else? Woo! Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to close out in prayer then. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you for today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, fear not, nor be dismayed. We thank you, Lord God, that we will rise and we will shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that we pull down every stronghold, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we will not live in fear because you have not given us fear. You've given us love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you today, Lord God, that we put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devils today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as the winds blow, as the rain comes, Lord God, and the snow falls, Lord God, we thank you that we're reminded, glory to God, that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and we'll stand today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all till we meet again.
Amen.
Did somebody say hello?
No,
amen. Amen. Hello. Thank
amen.
You.
Good day, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Blessings. Blessings, everyone.
Hey, hey, make sure them wigs is on tight. Secure them wigs today, ladies.
I just put extra glue on my lashes.
Bobby pins.
And yeah, secure them lashes and them wigs today, Jesus.
Extra glue.
Okay. Yeah, because it is windy out. It's raining here in Madera, so. Y'all stay dry. Have our in the high places today.
Mm. Be blessed, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen.